Always and Forever. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I think it was probably on a Monday that I woke up from the usual dream and turned to Nate to ask if it was anything too embarrassing. "Just the usual," Nate answers, wearing nothing but that little smile of his. It takes me a while to realize that Nate isn't there at all. Oh, they still haven't figured out how to bring you back. Because they will. Once they figure out something that won't be too unbelievable, and since this is Nathan Summers Ascanison Day Spring whatever we're talking about here, that shouldn't be too hard. They'll believe anything when it comes to him. Is it even possible to screw up his continuity anymore? So what was taking them so damn long? I wonder if you're going to get your powers back. Nate doesn't say anything at all. That's just so like him. Bob tells me it was a Tuesday when I decided to go on with my life. Well, actually, Bob says it was a Tuesday when Weasel's thingamajig went screwy and we ended up on our little trip through time. And wasn't that inspirational? That time travel, I mean. Very inspiring and all. I figured out that I made my official announcement of going on with things then all on my own. Not that my memory has always been something to trust. But at least Bob should know the day. He's good for those sorts of things. Keeps time well. What with keeping the blog updated, and he's housebroken. Also, he's just kind of endearing. I think I'll keep him around. Anyway, I'm sure that happened before that last Monday. Probably. Even though Tuesdays mostly come after Mondays. But that's not really the point here. The point is that that decision didn't work out too well. Not that I haven't been doing good. Better than in a long time, really. But that letting go and not looking back I was supposed to be doing isn't really happening. So, the way it looks like this story is going, I'm convinced it must have been on some Wednesday or other that I'm sitting in front of the TV and not avoiding the others at Agency X at all. They just don't have the proper appreciation for some TV shows. That's all. It's in the middle of Golden Girls when I have this sudden revelation. And it has to be serious because this revelation is making me ignore Bea Arthur. That I'm actually worried that Nate isn't coming back. How stupid is that? But his Cable. Cable! They can't not bring back Cable. I'll just have to wait for a while. Yeah, that's right. Sooner or later, they're bound to bring Nate back. I can wait. I can! It's not like Nate's everything I have going for me in my life. Not anymore. Things are going pretty good. They're going to give me my own series, aren't they? Because things really are going surprisingly good for me right now. Except for the whole no Nate deal. Which is stupid, since this is still a team-up. Well, as long as they bring Nate back, there's always that month to sneak off to see him without anyone noticing. Wade, I'm worried about you, Sandy says on what must be a Thursday. A lot later than last Wednesday, and at least a few missions later. You haven't been arguing with Alex for a few days now. That's nice for the rest of us, really, but it's not like you. Isn't that nice? I have people who actually care. Because I remember it going a bit badly for a while, the whole friend thing. As in, I didn't have any. I just started wondering that what if they bring back some alternate Cable that doesn't even remember any of his whole Jesus thing, or, you know, me? Then I had this horrible dream where they made Nate all time-travelling again. So they might do that, which would be not cool at all, since I don't travel in time. Well, I have, but that's been by accident, and I don't think I could go see Nate if they did that. No matter how sneaky I try being, they wouldn't do that, would they? It was a horrible nightmare, and not what they're actually doing right now, right? Because that was a really successful thing, I tell you. Tell me I'm just being crazy, and that's not what they're doing. And Sandy gives me this sad sort of look, and kind of like she thinks I'm crazy. But since I kind of am, that's okay. It's in the middle of a Friday afternoon poker game at Agency X, and even Tasky's shown up for it. He's been around lately again for some reason. And it's looking like he's getting all friendly with Sandy again, which really isn't surprising with the way Alex looks like nowadays. When he walks in the door, there's no warning at all. And it's a Friday! And the way the story was going this far, if this happened, it should have happened on a Sunday. Or maybe a Saturday. Definitely not on a Friday. Hello, Wade. So, of course, I vault over the table, because I'm just that awesome. Pull up my mask and remove any lingering doubt anyone might have about the nature of my relationship with Cable. The kiss is all desperation and pent-up frustration and all the fears of Nate never coming back. It's longing and relief and never wanting to let go, which is quite a lot for one kiss to be, but we're just good like that. Nate? I ask him once the kiss finally ends, holding on to the metal and flesh body. Because I'm not letting go quite yet. I mean, I would. But Nate seems to not want to let go yet, and trying to get away would just be rude. Right. See, it's not because I don't want to move anywhere. It's you, isn't it? You. Not clone you, or past you, or other dimension you. Because that would be kind of awkward right now. The next morning, which is obviously a Saturday, I wake up from the usual dream and ask Nate if I said anything too embarrassing. Just the usual, Nate answers, wearing nothing but that smile of his. So I poke Nate in the chest, the fleshy part of it, because that hurts less. Well, it hurts me less, anyway. Just making sure, I explain as Nate gives me a look. Nate is good at looking. And is kind of good-looking, to come think of it. Especially for an old geezer. And teenage Nate was hot. Teenage Nate. Nate looks at me, which is completely different from the way he looked at me just a moment ago. I tell you, he's really good at it. And smiles indulgently, flashy eye and all. I think he probably can't help being condescending. It's like part of what makes him Nate, would-be savior and all-around hero with a tortured past. And his whole time travel and telepathy didn't help any with the not looking down at others. Oh, and can't forget he's a genius, too. No wonder they want to put the guy in his own comic. It's not like he needs crazy, funny, psychotic, occasionally heroic Deadpool. It's a good thing I don't make a habit of feeling inferior to anyone. No, but I like having you, Nate smirks. Hey, did they give you your powers back? I know you. And the guy really doesn't know how to stop that all-knowing, mysterious, never-give-you-a-straight-answer crap. Besides, you were talking out loud again. Nate says, his eyes twinkling with laughter. Metaphorically. Well, the left eye kept on flashing like always, so kind of literally too. Oh. Damn. So, you were saying something about having me, I leer at him. I did, didn't I? And a few moments later. Oh yeah, that techno-organic mesh really does rise to the occasion when needed. That's the last time I see Nate. Because on Sunday all I wake up to is an empty bed and a slip of paper. And didn't this story turn into a big old cliché? But yes, I wake up all alone because Nate's off to his own book, being a hero and humongously successful. In the future. And it's a wonder, really, that he even managed to get back to see me, and I should just be grateful that the guy isn't dead. Right. Sorry, the slip of paper says, and then a bit lower, looking much messier, and kind of hurried, which probably means that either Nate had been in a hurry, or he just wasn't sure if he should have written it. Anyways, right there on the paper, in messy and hasty letter, it says, "Love you." He didn't sign it. Not that he needed to. Yeah, love you too, I tell Dare dryly. And that's the last thing I hear from Nate. Until the next time, of course. What? That's the way these things work. There's bound to be a crossover sooner or later. Or something. There always is.
I tried to leave you. I don't deny. I closed the book on us at least 100 times. I'd wake up every morning by your side. The years go by. You lose your pride. The baby's crying, so you do not go outside. And all your work, it's right before your eyes. A Good night, my darling. I hope you're satisfied. The bed is kinda narrow, but my arms are open wide. And here's a man still working for your smile.